Hello, my name is Christy Eldridge, and this is Everyday Prophecy. Welcome to the podcast. I have an urgent message from the Lord that He wants me to share today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. I pray that your anointing would be on my voice to deliver this word. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Your presence is everything. I love you, Lord. He's told me to read this word exactly the way He gave it to me, so I'm going to do just that. The Lord needs no introduction. I keep seeing the time 9:11. He says 9:11, that this word should be read aloud. The Lord said, the towers are falling. The Vatican, you speak for me. He gave me Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm talking about grace. My grace is far-reaching. There are some that believe the Vatican is evil. It is not. It is filled with holy men of God who have given their lives to do God's will. Many systems and structures are falling in my church, but the Vatican will remain. It's a word of warning about the fanfare. It's very dangerous. Is one man holier than another? Is the Pope the Christ? Pedestals are dangerous. They lead to idolization. The Pope is a man. He is a leader in the church and deserves your respect. What is going on now, the fanfare, is idol worship. It is idolatry. The Pope is a man. Priests are men. They are appointed and anointed by me as pastors and leaders in my church. They are holy by my grace alone. The same grace given to the Pope is given to the Christian janitor. I am no respecter of persons. There are no rock stars in the kingdom of God. When you raise leaders to this extreme, you are encouraging idolatry in men's hearts. This is idol worship. It is a foul stench to my holy nostrils. You will worship God and God alone. I will not allow it. I will remove the Pope. I am removing the office of the Pope. The papal office will fail.